the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, here we go. Checking in at
number five.
Wow, the reward's up to $60,000 now for information offered on the gunman who shot and seriously wounded a federal agent today who was working undercover, part of a task force with the Chicago Police Department. It was the South Side this morning, and CPD Superintendent Eddie Johnson says that his units are going to be beefed up in the area.
Community members can expect to see a significant presence in the area with the deployment of area gang teams, specialized gun teams, and a cross-jurisdictional show of force. My message to those responsible, simply this. We will find you. We will knock on every door, talk to every witness, watch every piece of video, and analyze every piece of evidence. Believe me, you will not get away with this.
And here is ATF Special Agent in Charge for Chicago, Salinas Nunez, who gave an update on the condition of the officer.
He will survive. He will make a full recovery. He's currently right now in stable condition. But as a member of part of this community, I'm born and raised here in Chicago, and I'm also part of the law enforcement community. And I implore on everybody today to help us bring the assailants who are responsible for this to justice. This is an all-hands-on-deck approach. We can't do this alone as law enforcement. We need the community's help to be able to bring these people to justice.
Wow. There you go.
Thank God he survived. But you think about the work that they're doing to remove illegal guns off the streets and that kind of thing. And, boy, for something like this to happen, you hope they find the person responsible.
My sense is they will.
I think so.
Checking in at
number four.
The president today was at the NRA convention in Dallas. So he squeezed in a few remarks about the support that he's getting from Kanye West.
African-American unemployment has reached another all-time in history record low in history. And by the way, Kanye West must have some power because you probably saw I doubled my African-American poll numbers. We went from 11 to 22 in 1 week. Thank you, Kanye. Thank you.
That's my favorite cut.
Because it was out of nowhere. I mean, virtually, really.
And, like, the fact that he was mentioned that it was 11%, you know.
Just a week ago.
Right. Like, I realize it doubled, but it was 11%.
And now it's 22. He's citing the Reuters poll. We were able to find what he was talking about there. There's a Reuters poll that goes week by week.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's African-American men. Yeah.
It's like when he was like, hey, where's my one African-American?
Right.
Yeah.
Because you probably saw this poll.
He did say that. Yeah, you probably saw this. I don't think we saw it. I don't think anybody saw it. I think even Reuters saw it. They just put it up. I mean, it's like, come on.
It's like auto-generated by the...
Right. Come on. Come on, Kanye. And is it Kanye that did it? Yeezy. Easy with the Yeezy.
And he's talking to the National Rifle Association. Aren't they usually talking more about Second Amendment issues there?
Well, where's Kanye? Is he in the room?
It could have been a campaign speech.
He talked about Chicago, too, and gun-free zones.
He did.
And he talked about Chicago. Listen to this.
Chicago has the toughest gun laws in our country. They're so tough. But you know what's happening? It seems that if we're going to outlaw guns, like so many people want to do, Democrats, you better get out and vote. Then we will get out, and you know what I'm going to say. We are going to have to outlaw immediately all vans and all trucks, which are now the new form of death for the maniac terrorists. Right?
Okay. All right. A little all over the place there, but let's go back to Chicago here and toughest gun laws in the books. It isn't anymore. You can have a gun in Chicago. First of all, is the problem in Chicago too many guns or too few guns? And is the problem in Chicago the fact that concealed carry is now legal in the state of Illinois? It's legal in the city of Chicago. You can have a gun shop in Chicago. They don't have any yet, but you can sell guns in Chicago.
2008, you used to not be able to have a handgun in city limits, and the Supreme Court struck that down. So you go back a few years and say maybe there's an argument for it.
But the issue is this, that the gun laws have been liberalized here in Chicago, and now you can have, there's a lot of concealed carry. Has the gun violence gone up or gone down? The argument was it was going to go down as soon as concealed carry came into Chicago. It did not go down. Now, most of the gun violence is with people who do not have concealed carry weapons, but I do know one murder in Chicago that was with a concealed carry. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even tell the story. I'm not even arguing about whether concealed carry is right or it's not right. It's fine. I don't care. We've moved on. It's the law of the land, and it is what it is. The issue here is primarily illegal guns, primarily in the hands of people who, especially kids, who shouldn't be having them in the first place. But when the president brought that up at the NRA today, and said that, you know, maybe we should rethink some of these, you know, laws or the mental health and background checks, universal background checks. The crowd basically shut up on him. They were up on their feet on everything. But the minute he brought up the idea of what people are calling common sense gun reform, even he said, you know, the whole thing about 21, maybe, you know, with assault rifles, it should be 21, or there should be rules about background, universal background checks, things like that. Then all of a sudden the NRA walks away from him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, there's also the fact that the guns that are being pulled from gang related crimes come from, they've traced them, and they come from Indiana and Wisconsin, you know, states that have much looser gun laws, and that there's no way around that. They've traced these guns over and over again in studies in recent years, and found, in fact, in Cook County, 60% of new guns used in Chicago gang related crimes were brought in from other states, and Indiana being the heaviest supplier.
Right. Also Mississippi, Louisiana. There's like a gun trail that goes up that way too. And that's
now online too.
Yeah. I mean, that's, we do have to get our hands around this issue.
Yeah, we do.
But, you know, again, I mean, where's the president to help us with this? He's busy talking about Kanye.
And Diamond and Silk.
That's right. They were there too at the NRA. Diamond and Silk, the people on YouTube, were at the NRA show today. Mm-hmm. Diamond and Silk, want to thank you for being here. Honest to God, he took a picture with his son, with Don Jr. He goes to the podium and he thanks Diamond and Silk for being there. What world am I living in? All right. Mm-hmm. I got to hold on a second. We got to get to your 3-year 2-in-1. But first, Martyr.
Yes.
Judy go drinking? What happened to her?
I need to take the fifth for fear what I say.
Oh, you better.
Might hurt me.
It is Judy.
Judy is just, it's a Friday. It's beautiful outside. I'm leaving.
Let me put it to you this way. We're a day in front of Cinco de Mayo. You be the judge.
All right. I'm not going to judge anybody, but tell us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes, health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays, 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Okay. Top 5 of 5 continues. This is my favorite of the day.
Number 3.
West Virginia Republican senatorial candidate. Have you seen this guy?
We have.
Yeah. There's Don Blankenship, mm-hmm. who went to jail because a mine that he owned blew up and killed 29 miners, by the way.
Very sad.
He has taken aim at Mitch McConnell, calling him Cocaine Mitch. Because Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, who's a transportation secretary, her family owns a shipping company, and in one of the cargo containers on a ship, they found cocaine, and somehow they've tied that back around. I don't know what this guy's thinking. Now, he says that Mitch McConnell's getting rich because of his China family, because Elaine Chao was born in China, is a China family, who's given him tens of millions of dollars. And some people think that this sort of China family ad might be a little racist.
Hi, I'm Don Blankenship, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens of millions of dollars. Mitch's swamp people are now running false negative ads against me. They are also childishly calling me despicable and mentally ill. The war to drain the swamp and create jobs for West Virginia people has begun. I will beat Joe Manchin and ditch Cocaine Mitch for the sake of the kids.
No,
and he's holding up two little girls, blonde little girls. I don't know how they're related to him or what he's holding in each arm. He's got these like twins. Mm-hmm. They're like 4 years old, 3 years old. And they're not China people, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, not Chinese.
Not China people.
China people with their China food.
And their China family.
You didn't add the music. That was his music?
Yeah.
We didn't add any.
No,
didn't touch
that was his music. That was the ad. You don't need your China people.
And what was the nickname? Cocaine
Mitch.
Mitch.
We're going to ditch Cocaine Mitch, and we're going to get rid of his China people, too, to tell him what to do.
Then he was asked about it. He says, well, it isn't racist because he doesn't say a race word, and asked what a race word is. He said race words are Negro, white, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian. So we avoided those.
Right, and I just said China because that's where they're from. They're from China. They China people.
Oh, no.
It's a China people. We don't want them China people or Mexico people.
Mexico people.
Romania people. We don't need them neither.
Hey.
I didn't say China man because that'd be racist. I'm going to say China people. Mm-hmm. What the hell's wrong with this guy? Oh, man. This is the world in which we live.
Number two.
Oh, my God. You know what today is, don't you?
No.
It's May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, completely forgot about that. We kind of celebrated that on the show last year.
I've only been reminded by every other social media post today. It's like, oh dear God.
God is right. Ron Howard is doing the new Star Wars movie that everybody's saying, oh, Ron Howard, how could he do the movie? He was Opie. Or whatever the hell they say about him. He's an Opie person. Oh, hell yes. I want Don Blankenship to be the new like booth announcer of this show.
With that music bed underneath it?
Yes.
It'd work out great.
Anyway, I want to go back to the here's Ron Howard. They asked him about how he's going to be able to, you know, he's got a lot of weight on his shoulders here following up, you know, George Lucas, because he got to go back to all the way to 1975, the first Star Wars movie, right? And then how's he going to be able to keep up with this, and is the fourth with him?
He described this thing as a kind of a, you know, sort of a, I don't know, from Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon kind of serialized movie. But, you know, instead of the low budget special effects that they had, I'd use like, you know, sort of like Stanley Kubrick and 2001 Space Odyssey. But fast, you know, and not realistic, you know, just action. And I thought it was a terrible idea. I didn't tell him that. But I really wondered, because at that time, sci-fi, you know, really was a B-movie genre.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It is. I mean, I'm sure the elevator pitch for this was probably, it was a Western in space is what the elevator pitch was for Star Wars.
Which, it's so much more.
And Lucas was selling it to anybody who would buy it, and he was having a lot of trouble raising money to get that movie made, and now look at it.
Gee.
Wow. Well, good luck to him. I hope it's great, because I do love the franchise. Who doesn't love the franchise? Mm. We learned from Susie Sunshine that the Taliban loves the franchise.
They are into it, too?
Yeah, she was in a movie in Pakistan where they literally ushered in the Taliban in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask her questions about why she's anywhere,
I was going to ask a follow-up, and I said, that's probably not a good one
to ask. Don't
ask
any of those questions. But she was, you know, working with the finance minister there, and and then all of a sudden the Taliban sitting in front of her, and they were, you know, jumping up and down when the Death Star got blown up, too.
It's just a little disturbing.
Yes, I know.
Number one.
Speaking.
Whoopie-dee-scoop.
Another unaltered piece of audio.
Whoop-dee-poop.
That's the latest from Kanye. I swear to God, we're not making this up. Speaking of Kanye, he's worked his way into this a couple times today. Kris Jenner, his mother-in-law, was on the hot seat today on the Ellen DeGeneres show when she was asked, hey, what's going on here? What's going on with Kanye?
You know, Kanye has a lot of love for all of you, all of his fans, and everybody who's been there to support him forever. And I know that he will explain himself in his own way. And I think that anything he does, and I just think this is important to say, is he always does things with really good intentions. So I'm going to let him explain himself when the time's ready. And
okay,
I just keep rolling on, trying to keep up
with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Little plug there. Mm-hmm. Had to get that in. Yeah. I know he'll explain himself because I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't imagine she was happy about this Mm-mm. whole thing. Mm-mm. And you could tell when you watched the interview.
I don't know. I mean, her kids, I mean, I know they make a lot of money, but it's a weird thing that they do. You were just showing me a picture of one of the Jenners, right?
Kylie.
Kylie Jenner now has had a what appears to be a butt implant.
Very large backside that wasn't always there before.
No.
I thought they were blessed in that department. They needed implants for that?
I think they're enhancing the department.
Wow.
I think they're in the enhancement department right now. And when they go to the doctor's office, what do they show them? Now, here's what we're going to take this gigantic dinner plate and we're going to put it in your keister.
One of the fastest growing surgeries.
What are they going to do? This is actually, you know what? It's a serving platter now. I want the serving platter. I don't just want the plate. I want the whole serving platter.
Kim had the champagne glass holder. I like more of a full buffet.
How about an ottoman? Could you just put an ottoman in my keister?
I see cross promotion with MyPillow. You know, the guy in the blue shirt from MyPillow?
Yes, we know him. He's a fine sponsor. We love him. We're keeping him out of it.
We put a pillow in Kim's butt.
Yeah, all right, here we go. You know what? All right, Martier, you stick to the news, would you?
The top five at five.